T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's time for the Morning Take. Blois Olson joining me live this morning. Blois, good morning to you.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
I am doing well. Beautiful start to the day. First of all, I just wanted to start the news breaking yesterday about just the awful death of Bob Motzko's son, Mac, 20 years old, in a car accident. And I know that has kind of rocked not only the University of Minnesota, but the hockey world and beyond this morning.
Absolutely. I have an 18-year-old son who never directly played against Mac, but you know the hockey community is very, very small and tight, and I had some interactions with Mac as well, and so it hits you hard, especially when all of us have kids. So thinking of them and the unimaginable this morning.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers definitely with Bob Motzko and his family as they're dealing with just unimaginable grief. In other news this morning, Blois, I see in the Morning Takes, soon sexual assault survivors in the state are going to be able to report cases on their own time. And that was based on something that lawmakers did this past session, right?
Yeah, it was it eliminated the statute of limitations. And this is one of those kind of important laws that was passed, but probably didn't get a lot of attention. So it was about a four-year fight. People wanted to lift the statute of limitations on sexual assault cases, and they were finally able to do that. So that goes into effect August 1st. And if people are survivors, they now have more time when they can report their assault. And obviously, when we know that some of these cases take years for people to realize what happened, it's important for us to recognize that and let them report it on their own time.
Tell me about this, boy. Are you getting any sense from lawmakers or the governor about, you know, as the Delta variant rises and we see communities in big cities and other parts of the country going back to a mask mandate? I know the governor was asked about it late last week. Maxie asked him about it, said, well, I don't have the emergency powers anymore, so I can't really do that. Do you think we're going to start hearing more people calling for some more measures like masking and things like that as that variant continues to spread?
I think we will, but I think it'll be in kind of select places. Schools, I think, is the next big place that people are wondering what they're going to do about masks, especially with the rising Delta variant and no vaccine for children under 12. I also think that there might be more events that require proof of vaccine. You know, there's a couple big summer concerts this summer or this weekend, and you wonder if they didn't have to show vaccine proof, but you wonder if events like that will have to show them, or you'll have to wear a mask or something like that. So I think people are going to adjust, but I think even though cases are rising rapidly, relative to where cases were, they're not anywhere near kind of those big surges we've had earlier.
Ranked choice voting. It was a big deal in Minneapolis a few years back when they started to implement that. And now there's a push to spread it more throughout different elections in the state. But there's a labor dispute that's affecting that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it started for Friday. Some members of Fair Vote Minnesota, the proponents of ranked choice voting, were dismissed from their job when they tried to organize a union within Fair Vote. And so we'll still kind of watch it, but it just shows there's politics in the politics of the politics in these groups and how it works. And so that could be that becomes true, the Democrats, who've been the larger supporters of ranked choice voting, could become less likely to support fair vote pushes across the state, including in the legislature.
We heard such a push, you know, it was one of those terms, ranked choice voting, that kind of was on the minds of many a few years back, but it seems to have died. Is there still a lot of support behind going towards that kind of election?
There is still a lot of support. In fact, you know, proponents want it to go statewide, but I think you look at places like Minneapolis that have it, St. Paul that has it, and I think it's going to be tough to roll out statewide, although the legislature could do it if they wanted. But I think there'll be a strong look in it. Duluth rejected it on the ballot a few years ago, so it's still right now a city-by-city effort, but I would expect in 2022 that they would pick up their efforts statewide to try to get legislators supportive before they're elected to the legislature.
Get smarter every morning. Get that morning take into your inbox. Blois, thanks so much. Enjoy your Monday.
Thanks, Adam. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.